The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, episode 22. Welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast with your host, me, Leo Sowers, and the Liberty Dog himself, Gino, who's not even up here paying attention to the great podcast recording that is going on right now. Before we jump into this week's episode, I want to remind you guys about the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com store. So if you go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a tab for the store, and I want you to click on it because you are going to see the best mugs you've ever seen. You're going to click on that tab, and you're going to be blown away with how many mugs you can get. And there's more than mugs. There's t-shirts, there's stickers, you know, a bunch of stuff with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, libertarian-esque and anarchist-type phrases and symbology. So I want you to go check it out at coffeebreakliberty.com and you click on that store tab. But when you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, would you wait around for about 10, 15, 20 seconds? You should get hit with a prompt. In this prompt, it's going to ask you to sign up for the newsletter. I'm telling you, sign up for the newsletter because you're not going to get newsletters from me. So there's not going to be a bunch of spam in your inbox or anything like that. But what you will get right then and there is a discount code for 10% off of your first order from the CoffeeBreakLiberty.com store. So go to CoffeeBreakLiberty.com and get yourself a mug. The first topic for this week's podcast is kind of been, it's an issue that's been on, you know, the last page of the news a lot. A lot of people haven't been hearing about it. Essentially, though, many of the top GDP nations, GDP performing nations in the world, you know, the G7, the G20, a lot of these top nations are proposing a global business tax. Essentially, they're trying to come up with a tax system that all these G20 nations will come up with so that all these companies will be taxed at the same rate. And, you know, there won't be any advantage for, you know, somebody having a company in the United States versus having a company in England or France or the EU, things like that. I try to stay away from this whole, you know, New World Order, globalist kind of thing, but that's definitely what this is. This is, you know, this globalist mentality, and it harms other nations. It harms weaker nations. What it essentially is doing is ensuring that if you want to do business with the nations that have money, you're going to have to abide by these tax laws. You're going to have to, you know, cow down and submit to these higher taxes across the board. If you want to do business with the United States, you know, North America, essentially, in the EU, mostly, some South American nations as well. This harms smaller nations that would be like a tax haven. So, for example, in the United States, Delaware is a tax haven for the banking industry. A lot of the banks, most of the banks, I'm sure the bank you probably bank with, their headquarters is in Delaware. It's just the way the tax structure is. For some reason, I don't know all the tax laws, but in Delaware, there is a advantage for banks to have their headquarters there. They get a advantage for that. So that's where a lot of the headquarters are, in Delaware. In the world, there are some nations, and a big one is Ireland. Ireland, you'll find, has a lot of headquarters for international businesses because the low taxes on international business. So this global tax proposal that, you know, the G20, I couldn't, you know, it'd be wrong for me to just say Joe Biden, but he's part of it. But Biden, a lot of these world leaders are proposing, is going to harm smaller nations like Ireland and other tax havens. Another one would be Monte Carlo. I mean, granted, that's a really small country, but it is also a tax haven as well. What we see when this happens is essentially they're barring competition, right? That, you know, they talk about how competitive they want it to be, but by doing so, they're stamping out competition. They're hurting competition, which in turn hurts us, the consumer. Because those tax rates, those high tax rates on these countries, or on these businesses rather, from all these countries, they're going to get passed on to the consumer one way or another. Yeah, maybe not 100% of that tax rate is going to get passed on, but we're going to pay for some of it. Essentially, we just see it again, though. It's the same playbook, right? Those in the ruling class, those in the power class, whatever you want to call it, they're ensuring that their holdings are secure. They're ensuring that, you know, they're trying their best, you know, to build these walls up, make it harder for us to break in. Not break in necessarily, but to have more of the pie, to make it easier for us, the little guys, to have a shot at success. It's the same thing now when you hear ads from Facebook asking, you know, you, the user, to support regulation in Congress. What is that going to do? That's just going to keep the little guys out. That's going to crush little podcasts like this here. It's going to make it more difficult for me to, you know, get hosting and things like that and try and steer traffic towards the podcast and my website. It's that ruling class, that powerful class, whatever you want to call it. I don't want to call them the 1%, so I won't do that. But it's that top tier echelon that's trying to make it more difficult for everybody else to find success. They're trying to protect their bottom line. You're seeing it essentially with this global tax idea. Yeah, it's not businesses, but you know there are businesses that will support it as well. Because there are some businesses that will not put their HQ in Ireland or wherever. And they view, you know, when people put their HQ in Ireland, oh, well, that's an unfair advantage. So they want these taxes raised on other firms. Right? It's like if Ford and Chevy, right? If one of them could go to Congress and say, no, we want a law passed that you can only buy Fords. You know, they don't want competition. Or you're going to have a higher tax on Chevy. It reminds me of what happened in the 80s, the 70s and the 80s with Harley Davidson. Harley Davidson went to Congress, pleaded and pleaded, and got bailed out in the 70s and 80s, and petitioned Congress to put an import tax on foreign motorcycles coming to the United States, 900 cc's or larger. It was like a $1,400 tax or something crazy like that. This is like in the 70s and the 80s. That's a big chunk of change, you know. That's not a small chunk of change. It's what happens when you get these politicians that don't really care about the consumer. They say they do. They don't care about the consumer. Because what's going on, you know, what's going on with Harley now? They're a company that's spiraling the drain. They just slowed it down, you know, for about a decade or two. When governments get in the way of progress and competition, that's what we see. And that's what this global tax is. It's another barrier to entry. It's another way to keep progress slowed down, to try and curb technology, to try and curb or at least slow down change. And another way for the rich and powerful and what have you, the ruling class, to stay in power that much longer. It makes it easier for them to stay in power. Oh, and before I end this segment, we all know that taxation is theft, right? The second topic of this week's podcast is an announcement that came from the White House and how they plan to send federal employees door to door to people that do not have the vaccine and encourage them to get the vaccine. Oh my gosh. Last week they were worried about extremist content, and now this week they're going door to door with a list. Is this 1984 or something worse? What are we seeing? I mean, I never thought I would have seen this in my lifetime. I don't think any of us really did. Maybe some people did. I guess that's why all those books were written, right? They all saw it coming. But my goodness, they have a list of people that are unvaccinated, and they are going to send people door to door. Not in every community, it looks like. It looks like more communities that have lower vaccination rates. But they're going to go door to door. This is stuff that happens, you know, in very totalitarian and authoritarian regimes. This is the kind of stuff that went on in 1930s Germany, in the 20s Russia, 50s and 60s China. This is the kind of stuff that, you know, we read about in the history books and think, oh, it will never happen here. Never in a million years. That will never happen in the United States because we have democracy. This is what democracy got us. This is, you know, where it's leading. This is what's going, you know, democracy is not preventing this. It's not preventing a totalitarian or an authoritarian regime that just a couple weeks ago threatened to nuke its populace if they wanted to hold firearms. Last week, you know, big tech in collusion with the government, Facebook mostly, you know, was warning everybody about extremist content. 1 week after they threatened to nuke us, and now they're going door to door. What is going on here? It's scary and yet comical at the same time. But my solution is the Michael Malice solution for this. Crush their souls. When they come to your door, if they come to your door, start recording on your cell phone and calmly call them a POS. I try not to swear on this, so I'll let you fill that in. But calmly just tell them they're a POS. Just keep doing it until they leave. Calmly. Don't yell and scream at them. Then post those videos. I want to see thousands, if not tens or hundreds of thousands of videos of people crushing their souls. If they want to work for this regime in that fashion to go door to door, oh yeah, crushing their souls is the first thing, right? They're lucky they're getting away with that because they've been trying to do far worse for the past 18 months. They've destroyed thousands of businesses, made thousands, put them on the, you know, unemployment payroll, and they're not getting off because their livelihoods were destroyed. But now they're going to come door to door to ensure that you got the jab. These people are tyrants. There's no other word. Well, there's plenty of other names I'd like to call them, but there's no other word that fits so well, right? That's what they are. They are tyrants. And earlier this week, you had the Washington Post backing up the idea, calling Republicans and those on the right wing fearmongers. You know, people are, you know, those that are afraid of, you know, people come, federal agents going door to door, well, they're just loony. They're just crazy. Imagine if this was the same rhetoric from the Washington Post in the 1930s about Germany. Shocker, it was. You can actually go read that stuff, and about communist Russia too. I forget the journalist name, but I think it was actually from the New York Times. But he spent time during the revolution in Russia, and he said it wasn't so bad. He spent time over there during Stalin's era. Not so bad, he said. They despise us and they detest us. And it's becoming more and more apparent that they either want us harmed or they don't care if we're harmed. Take your pick. Neither is acceptable to me. So crush their souls when they come to your door. If they come to your door, I want to know. I doubt they'll come to the door where I'm at because the vaccination rate's kind of high. But we'll see. I didn't get the jab. I'd love for them to come to my door. I would love to see it. But if they do, if they come to your door, record them, call them a POS calmly, treat them calmly, not necessarily with respect, but speak calmly, and upload those videos. Crush their souls. Crush their souls. The third and final topic of this week's podcast comes from a headline from CNBC titled "Inflation is Good" or something like this. It's titled along these lines: "Inflation is good," or "The good thing about inflation is high wages, higher salaries." Oh my gosh, the economic illiterate are typing and writing for these large, you know, business pages, right? CNBC is supposed to be kind of a business, you know, oh, we know business and the stock markets and things like that. Yeah, that inflation that brings higher wages and higher salary, what else does it bring? Higher prices. And those that benefit from inflation are not the little guy. It's not the lower percentile in earners. It's the higher. There are people that benefit from inflation. Those in the higher percentages, definitely, you know, they have a better chance and they often do benefit from inflation, whether they realize it or not. One of the benefits of inflation, hear me out, people, before you turn it off, but there is a benefit to inflation taken in a vacuum, okay, for what it's worth. You know, you get a 30-year mortgage, let's say it's $1,000, and then in 10 years, you know, inflation, Well, that 30-year mortgage stays the same, but your wages should have gone higher. That is the one, quote-unquote, good thing about inflation. It's not higher wages, though. That's not what it is. You know, the writer of that article, CNBC, couldn't even figure that out. So the benefit of inflation, if there is one, are things like long-term loans. That's about it. You're not going to find much else. The Phillips curve, which was already shot down in the 70s, tried to argue that higher inflation rate would lower the unemployment rate. And in a vacuum, and for a couple years, in a vacuum it worked, you know, on paper, and for a couple years it did work in the 70s. But you can't account for everything in an economy, right? Yeah, on a piece of paper it works. Well, yeah, so does communism. But, I mean, so does democracy. Everything works on a piece of paper. If it didn't, people wouldn't try it. You know, it's not like if it didn't work on a piece of paper, it'd be like, oh, let's just give it a shot anyways. It's embarrassing that there are people writing for these large organizations trying to peddle that inflation is a good thing. It's definitely not the high inflation we're seeing, that's for sure. You know, your dollar is less valuable now than it was yesterday. Try to tell anybody that's a good thing. Try to tell somebody living paycheck to paycheck that that's a good thing. Because that person living paycheck to paycheck doesn't probably have a house. So their housing payment isn't going to stay the same. In 6 or 12 months, whenever their lease is up, their lease is going to increase. Better hope that their pay increased. So inflation really does hurt the lower classes. Because their pay might increase, but you know their lease will. I mean, gosh, in my area, in 7 months, we've seen an average-ish of a $400 increase in rent in 7 months. That's crazy, right? You know, somebody that's living paycheck to paycheck, I guarantee they're not making $400 a month more. But hey, inflation is bringing higher wages. Yeah, but they're not making that. Just really wanted to bash on that article. And just, you know, I did want to point out that there is a small benefit to inflation. But like I said, it's in a vacuum because, yeah, okay, your housing payment stays the same. That's great. But everything else increases in price. So the quote-unquote savings you would make or what have you on your housing payment staying the same is somewhat negated by the price of milk or gasoline, especially gasoline right now with the 16 cents we all saved last week on our cookout. But the price of gasoline is going to negate almost any benefit you're going to see from inflation. Before I sign off here, guys, I want to remind you of the affiliate program that I am a part of. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a tab for affiliate, and I want you to click on that tab and read about it. What you'll see there is a banner for Bluehost, and Bluehost is the hosting company that hosts this website and podcast. And I want you to start your own website. Everybody should have their own website, and you should use Bluehost, and you should use my link, because when you use my link, you're going to get a discounted rate with Bluehost, and you're also going to get this, you're going to get so much. You're going to get free publicity here on the podcast, the Facebook page, the actual webpage, the Instagram, the Twitters, the other Facebooks, all the personals and all that. You're going to reach thousands of people right off the bat when you start your webpage through Bluehost and through my affiliate program. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, click on that affiliate tab, and check it out. I also want to remind you guys before I sign off that every week around 9 p.m. Central, I'm trying to go live. You know, you can jump in on the Facebook page, my personal, the Coffee Break page, my personal Instagram. I'm going live on all three of those outlets. Once I figure out how to go live on more, I'll probably do that as well. To be fair, though, I don't have many followers on the other outlets. But if you follow me live or if you get on the live stream and all that, you can ask questions. I might answer them on the podcast. I can, you know, comment, tell me my hair looks good, tell me it looks bad, whatever you want to do. So I hope to see you guys in the live chat next week, you know, around 9 p.m. Friday. But until then, take care.